Lord Snow said in the House of Lords about 3 months ago that we were on the edge of a revolution which would make the Industrial Revolution look very small. He was talking about automation. To what extent will Wolfson College reflect this coming revolution?
We fully intend to welcome applied scientists, technologists, and so on to the college. And if the opportunities which the college will give to both graduates and postdoctoral researchers in technology to assist in any great new advance of science, we shall be extremely happy. One of the things we intend to do is to provide a center for postdoctoral students who are at present not too well looked after. That is to say, people who already have doctorates, who come to us sent by the Science Research Council, by ICI, from abroad, who wish to come work with a given professor in a given laboratory. We also intend to develop relations with some of the centers of technological research around Oxford, like Harwell, for example. And this, too, I think, will stimulate and, in general, enliven the whole scientific atmosphere of Wolfson College in particular, of Oxford in general, and we hope of the country.
What sort of recognisable identity do you want Wolfson to have that's distinct from the other two graduate colleges, St Antony's and Nuffield?
The fact that it will have a predominantly scientific population, and the fact that in it there will mingle both graduates from different scientific fields and arts graduates. So far as I know, there isn't any college at Oxford at present, other than undergraduate colleges, where this happens.
Do you think the siting of the college in Oxford is a fortunate one? I mean, obviously fortunate from your point of view, but from the country's point of view, because, let's face it, Oxford does have this aura of being of another century.
Oh, I think it's a splendid thing for the country in general. Oxford has very large scientific apparatus. It has very eminent scientists, it has prestige, and it has what nowadays is called the plant. Any large university with a large scientific equipment of this sort is best fitted for scientific advance.
You have $4.5 million coming from America. Is this in any way going to give the college an American bias or slant?
Not specially so, nor is this intended by the Ford Foundation. We shall certainly welcome American students. We shall welcome students from the Commonwealth. We shall welcome students from Europe. We hope to have an international quality.